gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, you are listening to Broken But Glorious.
Hulk Hogan, Hollywood Hulkster, whatever they call you, I'm coming after you, you coward.
Hello and welcome to Broken But Glorious. I'm Chris Lappin, and joining me tonight, I've got Green Ant. How are you doing this evening?
Great. How are you?
I'm brilliant, thank you. I'm a bit hay fevery, so I apologise if I sniff a bit during the interview. But
perfectly fine. Nice springy over here too.
Yeah. So huge thanks for joining this evening. You're my first Shikara wrestler, so I'm hoping to learn as much from you about Shikara as I can. I've had a lot of fun researching it. So. Firstly, how long have you been a fan of wrestling?
My whole life. I've watched since I was a young ant, and now I'm a semi-grown ant.
Who are some of your favorite wrestlers growing up?
WWE, and I loved Rey Mysterio. That high-flying action always got to me. Once I got into watching Independence, Fire Ant, Soldier Ant, Mike Quackenbush, Ophidian, Jigsaw, El Generico. It's like a real big inspiration.
Yeah, so what prompted you to don the tights and get into the ring?
Watching guys like Fire Ant, Soldier Ant, the original Green Ant that then became Silver Ant, it just showed that a young ant like me could do something like that, could go out and be a big star in the world of wrestling.
So you described yourself as a unique blend of Lucha Libre and high-flying maneuvers. Was there a wrestler you tried to mold your style around?
Somewhat. I've enjoyed a lot of Mystico, watching Mystico matches from CMLL. Watching the guys down in Mexico have been really big inspiration to me. Skyda was one of the first guys that exposed me to that through his tenure with Chikara.
Yeah.
And just a blend of technical wrestling and ability to do amazing high-risk maneuvers really spoke to me.
Do you have a preference whether you like to work face or heel?
Well, everywhere I've gone, I've been very much a good guy.
Yeah.
The crowd seems to love me, and I love them right back.
So apart from your current Green Ant gimmick, have any promoters ever asked you to work any other crazy gimmicks?
Nope. They figure Green Ant is the craziest. They can get at me right now.
Right, so Shikara has no problem with embracing the over-the-top crazy side of wrestling. It's often compared to comic books with its storylines that last, or interwoven, they last sometimes years. So, and this is a promotion that has time-traveling Egyptians, Vikings, has battles between sea creatures and monsters, and even anthropomorphized ants. Pretty much anything goes. Was it hard to adjust your style to...
It was very hard because my first match was against the hermit crab, one of these sea creatures that, where I come from in the anthill, we don't have pinchers. Well,
no.
We have pinchers, but there are no hermit crab pinchers. So to try to adapt and maneuver around, big meaty claws, as he likes to call them.
Yeah.
It's very different, but, I'm always up to adapt to my surroundings.
And the match rules are very lucha-influenced. Is it a fun style to wrestle?
Yes. I enjoy them a lot because my partner, Thief Ant, and I, we've studied a lot of Lucha Libre rules before we were brought on to Chikara, so it allows us to better utilize the ring, in our opinion. He knows that as soon as I hit the floor, he can come right in and start taking the match on, where sometimes people hesitate, but we're well-versed in knowing when the rule system kicks in.
Yes, and for the listeners who have never seen Shikara show, what should they expect from an event?
We are the fun-filled Lucha Super Party, family-friendly. You can bring anyone of all ages. My grandmother aunt has been there. My mom aunt loves to go, and even the littlest aunts love to show up. It's fun for all ages. They will not be able to sit in their seat because of all the fun action.
Yeah.
That's for sure. But it's great for everyone.
And how did you come to sign for Shikara?
I started watching around my teenage years, and I fell in love. And then I moved my anthill up to Philadelphia, right next to the Wrestle Factory at 4711 Wingate Street, and decided, let's give it a go, let's see what happens.
And how did you become the second Green Ant?
The original Green Ant transformed into Silver Ant many years ago, and he was out there wrestling Frightmare. Frightmare ripped off his antennas, sent him into an early retirement, and I just couldn't stand for that. I couldn't stand to see someone I knew most of my life just looked up to him, get sent to the shelf like that.
I love Shikara's focus on tag team wrestling and the point system to get a title shot. It must give matches extra excitement.
There's always something on the line whenever you're in a tag team. That always brings a little extra out of all of us.
So as you've already mentioned, you're teaming with Thiefant. How did the team come about?
Thiefant and I have known each other for years.
Yeah.
I came in a little bit before him, and he showed up about a month or two later, and we saw the opportunity to, instead of doing separate things, we can come together and try to make our paths easier.
So you mentioned to me on Facebook that Fire Ant has expressly stated on camera that you and Thief Ant are not part of the colony. Is there a storyline possibly in the future where you could try and take over the colony?
I certainly hope that one day he'll accept us in. It seems as if he's displeased with us right now. He doesn't think we're fitting, he doesn't think we're ready for it. And I hope that one day I can prove to him that Thief Ant and I will fit right there next to him. Part of the colony.
And what are some of the biggest feuds and some of your favorite matches as a tag team so far?
So far we've done a match against Crummles DeFarge.
Yeah.
Crummles and DeFarge in Tag World Grand Prix. So that's Cornelius Crummles and Sonny DeFarge. They were our first round opponents in Tag World Grand Prix. Those guys have only been around for 2 years, and in that short time they've learned a lot about tag team wrestling. So facing them was like facing the cream of the crop, as most would say.
Yeah.
So getting a chance to put ourselves against what I would consider one of the best teams to come out of Chikara recently was really a fine opportunity for us.
This is David Fuller, the owner of IXWE Texas Professional Wrestling, and you're listening to Broken But Glorious Podcast.
So you've got a huge show coming up on the 26th of May. It's an anniversary. Heroes yep. Shed No Tears, which is main evented by Shikara founder Mike Quackenbush versus, I hope that pronounces right, Juan Francisco de Coron.
Juan Francisco de Coronado.
Grand
champion.
Yeah, for the Shikara Grand Championship. This should be a great match. What was the storyline behind this feud?
Juan Francisco has been our Grand Champion for over a year now.
Yeah.
No one's been able to stop him. Somewhat through underhanded tactics, he's been able to hold on to that championship, but Mike Quackenbush has come out of his semi-retirement, wrestled 3 matches and gained his 3 points, and he's willing to cash in and try to knock Juan Francisco off his throne.
As of recording, they haven't officially announced your match yet?
We haven't, but you know it, so it'll be announced either Tuesday or Thursday.
Could you discuss who you're against?
So, my personal match, just announced this week, is against Fire Ant.
Yeah.
And I'm very much looking forward to proving to him that I can hang with him in the ring, show him what I'm all about. My partner, Thief Ant, is a very special 10-man tag that Director of Fun, Bryce Rentberg, has put together. He was hand-selected to be on a team with Solo Darling, Travis Huckabee, Mr. Touchdown, and Dasher Hatfield. It's going to be one of his biggest matches yet, on his own, that is.
Sounds like it's going to be really exciting. Much. So if the people can't make it to the event, how can they watch it live?
Almost all of our events this season are coming from the Wrestle Factory, our home base. Any event from the Wrestle Factory is streaming live on Chikaratopia.com. New subscribers get their first week free.
So where can, apart from Chikara, is there anywhere else people can see you in the near future?
I've been traveling a lot of different promotions recently.
Yeah.
My last weekend, I was just up in Portland, Maine for Limitless Wrestling and Westfield, Massachusetts for Blitzkrieg Pro. I'm generally around Excellence Professional Wrestling a lot in Sellersville, PA.
Yeah.
And I'm looking to get my name out there as far as I can. Green Ant will travel.
And before we go, do you want to promote your social media?
Sure. My Twitter and my Facebook usernames are _greenant_. I just created a Facebook page. You can find that at facebook.com/greenantwrestle.
All the links will be in the description below this interview. I've really enjoyed speaking today. I'd love to have you on again in the future.
Oh, thank you very much.